Thank thee for it. And we got through the first chapter, and what I have in my heart is portion in the second chapter of the book. Second chapter of the book of Haggai. Perhaps from the, for continuity, we should read from the 13th verse of the first chapter. Then spake Haggai, the Lord's messenger, in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did work in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God, in the 24th day of the 6th month, in the 2nd year of Darius the king. And in the 7th month, in the 21st day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, Who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. According to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you, fear ye not. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, Yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heaven and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. And the glory of this latter house, or perhaps it should be the latter glory of this house, shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. And in the 24th day of the 9th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Ask now the priest concerning the law, saying, If one bear holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt do touch bread, or pottage, or wine, or oil, or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priest answered and said, No. Then said Haggai, If one that is unclean by a dead body, touch any of these things, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, It shall be unclean. Well, the first thing I'd like you to notice is that this prophet Haggai, we don't know much about him, doesn't even say who he was the son of, but he's speaking to a remnant. A remnant or a residue. And what was that remnant? Well, the children of Israel have been taken away in captivity to Babylon. And there comes a time when the king of Babylon at that time, Cyrus, I believe, has it put in his heart by God to allow the people to go back to Jerusalem. I think we can say there wasn't a mad rush to go back to Jerusalem. That's sad, isn't it? But there were those whose heart was exercised by the place where the Lord's glory was. Jerusalem. And a remnant. A pretty insignificant remnant. By man's reckoning. Had a desire in their hearts to go back to Jerusalem to build that temple for the honor and glory of God. They, I believe, had in their hearts to be a collective testimony to the glory of God. Just like the apostle, that scripture that was read to us this morning. What did the apostle pray? Let's read it from the last verse of the third chapter of Ephesians. Unto him That's God himself, of course. Be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. And there are those whose God stirred up their hearts. They wanted to see God glorified in that place that he had chosen for his people. And they returned to Jerusalem. They put the altar on its base. They built the foundation of the temple. And then they quit. And so Haggai has to say, you're building your own houses. You're busy with your own things. They built some fancy property there. And God says, my house laid waste. Well, I think that's what we had in the chapter that we had before us. All seek their own, not the things that are of Jesus Christ. And so in this ministry that we get, and I think I would include the book of Zechariah and Malachi too, God's ministry to this little remnant, we get much that would encourage us, but much that would speak to our conscience too. And so Haggai, through the word of God, exhorts them to build the house. God says, my house is waste. When we look at the church, the house of God in its outward manifestation now, much division, much wood, hay and stubble. Can't we empathise with Haggai as he looked at that remnant, making themselves comfortable in Jerusalem? I think they'd learnt the soft life in Babylon and God's house being waste. When we look at the church today, why do we see it in such a state outwardly? Well, I believe, of course, we see the work of Satan to discredit anything that would be to the glory of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I think we also see that Christians have failed in their responsibility. They've failed to build, or they've built wood, hay and stubble. Our brother in his dress yesterday mentioned what I think was wood, hay and stubble. The foundation is laid. The gospel goes forth. Souls are saved. But then they're told to go to the church of their choice. Wood, hay and stubble. We sing, choose the path, the way, whatever, seems to thee, O Lord, the best. How can we then say, Lord, stay out of this decision? I want to go where I want to remember thee. That's the wood, hay and stubble that we see around us. But we find that Haggai exhorts these to build. Each one of us, as we had this afternoon, as a gift. We have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that can exercise in the use of that gift for the honour and glory of the Lord Jesus Christ and for building that which is for his glory, even in a time of declension, even in a time of much weakness, even in a time when the testimony of those gathered to the Lord's name is just so feeble. He would encourage us to continue to build. So we get the verses where we started. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, son of Josedek, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. This is precious, you know. Zerubbabel, particularly as taken up in Zechariah, is introduced as the branch, a type of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what did he say? On this rock I will build my church. Oh, that's precious. In spite of all our failure, the Lord Jesus Christ is building his church. And he's going to present it to himself without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, a glorious church. And we look for that time, don't we? But meanwhile, as gathered to the Lord's name, he's left us here and given us responsibilities. And may we be faithful in those responsibilities that he has given us. And so we see here that all the people, they came and did work in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. Well, that was precious to see, wasn't it? But now we have two other things, I think, specifically addressed to this remnant. And they bring out what you might call remnant truth. Truth for us in the last days. And Haggai continues. Verse 3. Who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? He takes them right back and gives them to think about Solomon's temple. It takes us back to, I think it's the third of Ezra, where they laid the foundation of the house. And they shouted for joy that this house was begun to the honour and glory of God. But the older ones cried. Why did the older ones cry? Well, they cried because they knew it would only be a pale shadow. It would be nothing as compared to that Temple of Solomon's. You know, as we look at the state of the church, and of course that includes every Christian, everyone that knows the Lord Jesus Christ as their Saviour, in its divided state in these the last days, I do believe, if we compare it with the power and the energy, the devotion that was evident in those days of Pentecost, we will indeed mourn. I even feel it personally. Our nearest meeting is Pine Grove. There used to be a meeting there in Schomburg. Those gathered to the Lord's name there. And we often have to enjoy fellowship with them. And I've only got to get on that Highway 400 and turn north. And I think of the times when we used to visit those in Schomburg and enjoy fellowship there around the Lord's table. It isn't possible anymore. All these things should grieve us. And Haggai takes them, he rubs it in here. You can say, well, I wonder why. I don't think Haggai wanted them to get thoughts above themselves. You know, it's not because of superior spirituality that we in these last days are gathered to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's by his grace. By his grace he preserves us. It's not by superior knowledge. It's not that we are more faithful than other Christians. But in his grace, he has given us the inestimable privilege of being gathered to his precious name in these the last days. And may we not have high thoughts concerning ourselves as we enjoy the privilege of being gathered around himself for the remembrance of him. But he goes on to say some very precious things. This was only a remnant. The temple that they were building was really going to be nothing as compared to Solomon's temple. But he says two very important things. Let's read the end of the fourth verse. And be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth with you. Fear ye not. What does he say? He says, my spirit's still there. And what's more, I'm there. My spirit's still there and I'm there. Even though it might be just a remnant and the house might be nothing compared to what Solomon's house was. As far as I can tell, they didn't have the Ark of the Covenant. But there were those there that desired to glorify him by working to his praise and to his glory in the building of that house. He says, I'm with you. I'm there. You know, I read that 13th verse. Then spake Haggai, the Lord's messenger, in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. Specially marked out to be the Lord's messenger. I know all scripture is given by inspiration of God, but I think alone amongst the Old Testament prophets, Haggai is called the Lord's messenger. That reminds me of one in the New Testament, I believe, who delivered a special message. 1 Corinthians 11. Verse 23, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you. Do you think this is a special message? Well, I think that's how the apostle would have us read it. A special message. The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. We had that before us this morning, didn't we? If we want to honour and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ in these last days, this do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. Verse 26, I have particularly before me, for as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death until he come. Until he come. Right up through days of weakness, through days of failure, our failure, not just the failure of other Christians. I believe this is a promise to us. That right up until the time when the Lord comes, it will be possible for us to continue to remember the Lord Jesus himself according to his word. We never have to compromise scripture to keep it. And so the fact that the apostle says here, until he come, would be a promise to me. That it will be possible for me to continue to remember the Lord Jesus Christ and his death, fully according to the word of God, just as much in accordance to the word of God as I've remembered in the day after Pentecost, the Lord's day after Pentecost, right up until that time when the Lord Jesus Christ will come to take his own, to be with himself. Brethren, I think this is the first aspect of remnant truth. A remnant, be they ever so insignificant, desiring to carry on according to the word of God, are in the enjoyment of all the promises as though they were the whole. Is the Holy Spirit still indwelling Christians, energizing them in the service of the Lord? Sure is. Is the Holy Spirit still gathering around the person of the Lord Jesus Christ? Sure is. Is the Lord himself present where two or three gather to his name? Sure is. And will be so. Right up to that time when he comes to take us to be with himself. But then there's the responsibility side of that too. And that's why I read the other few verses in the chapter. Or some of the other verses in the chapter. If one bear holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt do touch bread, or pottage, or wine, or oil, or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priest answered, no. Well, they'd only got to read the law. The law has represented the will of God for his people, I believe. And they'd know what the answer was. You may think that perhaps in these last days, maybe we could be cut a little slack. Maybe we don't have to be quite as diligent as to that which is for the honour and glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I believe this scripture, as it's put in juxtaposition of that other one, would remind us that as we have the privilege of being gathered to the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ in these last days, we enjoy all the blessings and bear all the responsibilities as if we were the whole church. We are far from the whole church. We're just a tiny, insignificant remnant. But I believe God in His grace has provided us all the privileges, and in His wisdom has given us all the responsibilities as though we were the whole church. I believe, brethren, that this encapsulates remnant truth. So we do pray that we might have that desire, like the Apostle Paul, to see God glorified in the church through Christ Jesus, even in these the last days. Even though that testimony might be a remnant testimony, we do pray that the Holy Spirit might exercise each individual of us as to the use of that whatever gift is given us for the building up of His church, that we might be found by His grace, gathered to His precious name, that time when He comes to take Him home to be with Himself, being faithful in the exercises of those responsibilities He has given us, has gathered to His precious name.